Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to be sharing strategies to help you master your mindset, your energy, and your time so that you can create an epic life and business and understand how to manage all of that around your money, because money's a big deal, business is a big deal, and I'm delighted to bring this guest to you today because we've been talking a lot about mindset and things like that. Let's talk about some strategy and get you out in the world creating a difference for the people who you are committed to changing the world for. So Diane Conklin is an internationally known author, entrepreneur, coach, consultant, marketing and business strategist, and speaker. Diane is a direct response marketing expert who specializes in showing business owners how to turn their business into money-making machines using rapid profit acceleration, leveraged business growth, and strategic implementation through the Complete Marketing Systems. As founder of Complete Marketing Systems, Diane has been involved in numerous campaigns grossing over $1 million several times in her career and routinely helps people grow business to six figures and beyond in 90 days or less. Diane was voted Glazer Kennedy Marketer of the Year for her innovative marketing strategies and campaigns and was nominated for the Atlanta Businesswoman of the Year. Thank you so much for joining me today, Diane.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So before we jump into, I know you have great strategy for our audience today, but can you just explain a little bit what direct response means?
Sure. So any kind of marketing that you do that is measurable is direct response, right? So there's a big difference between marketing, which is what people call marketing, and advertising, and direct response marketing. So if I put a direct response piece out, there's two things. One is I want it to be actionable, right? So go to this website or bring in this coupon or that kind of thing, right? If there's some kind of action they have to take. And then the second piece is it's measurable. So we send them specifically from this call to a particular site, so we know specifically how many people ask for the free thing that we're giving them from this particular call or from this particular Facebook ad or from this particular landing page, squeeze page, whatever, you know, they're, you know, lead magnet, tripwire, they're called so many things now. And so it's really about that measurement piece, and that's the thing that distinguishes direct response marketing from what I call marketing / advertising.
Excellent. I love it. Thank you so much. I've heard that a couple of times and I'm like, I don't know what that means. So thank you for explaining that. I can't be the only one with that question. So let's jump into your topic today, because when I shared that we were creating content that people were going to be able to take and walk away with, you were like, I'm on it and I have a plan. So I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing today is people talk about marketing funnels. And we make it big and scary, right? We make it this big, complicated thing. We talk people through these funnels and we say, you know, we have to get their attention and their interest and great desire and all these things, right? As if there's some magic, as if people are really going to enter that funnel, right? So the funnel looks like this, right? It looks like this because we put a lot of people in at the top with a little money, and then we gradually increase the money. And as we go down, less and less people are going to be there, right? Well, that visual in and of itself is overwhelming for most people, right? I'm like, really? And here's the thing. It's not practical. People don't go through the funnel that way, right? I mean, think about it. I've gone from not even having somebody's freebie to spending, you know, five figures for a mastermind. So the marketing funnel is really, the way I define it, is a theoretical journey, okay, that the client takes and potentially the prospect takes, depending upon, because we use marketing funnels not only to attract people to us and then to warm them up so that they buy, but also with our current clients, right? So it's the theoretical journey of a prospect or a client through your system so that they're interacting, so that they're buying, so that they're moving themselves through. That's what a marketing funnel is, right? Mm-hmm. So do you want to know what the easiest, simplest one-step marketing funnel is?
Right.
It's really simple, right? I'm going to show how old I am now. Ready? It's this. You pick up the phone and you talk to somebody. Here, I could be cool and hip. I have one of these too, right? But my that's the simplest, most direct marketing funnel in the world. But we want to complicate things. And so what I want you to do, instead of thinking about, oh my gosh, I have to have this 89-step process, right? Or a 7-step process or whatever, is think about, first of all, start with the end in mind. Where is the piece? Where do I want them to end up ultimately, right? What's the ultimate goal? So it's, well, I'd like for them to invest in my ex. Let's just say it's come to my event. Okay. Well, then where do you have to, what are the steps, right? And backward plan this through those steps to figure out, what do I need to do? How much relationship do I have to build? And the answer is different if it's a $97 event or if it's a $9,000 event, right? Very different strategies. But here's really the thing, right? So I'm big on acronyms. So when you think about funnels, I want you to think about finding people. Where do you go to find the people? Finding the right people, that's critical. It's got to be a message, market, and media match. And I have time to talk about the marketing triangle in this, in our few minutes that we have today, but it's message, market, media. So find them, then understand them. Understand their wants, not their needs. See, there's a big difference between what I want and what I need. You want to sell people something that they want. Because let's face it, other than food, shelter, and clothing, there's not a whole lot that we need in this world. But we have a lot of things we want, right? So the U is for understanding. Then, again, it's about their needs, not, you know, what don't get caught up in the needs part of it. What's the want? And then can you niche? Can you niche down into some area that they need, right? So think, so one of the things that I talk about sometimes is, you know, socks. Socks is an everybody product, but then look at what companies are doing. Look, if you want a great example of a sock company, go look at Bombas. They do some amazing things. But, you know, I wear different socks when I go work out than when I'm just hanging around the house. I wear different socks when I'm going out. I wear different socks when I put cowboy boots on, right? So even something as generic as socks can be specific, very, very niched, right? Very, very specific inside of that. And so even inside of somebody who is working out or training, right? We have running socks. We have different socks that are walking socks. And while that may, tennis socks are different. While that may sound silly, it really has to do with, and I have an exercise background, so that's why I pulled that example up. It has to do with where the padding is and those kinds of things in the sock, right? Then what's the experience that you want to give them, that you want them to have with you? How can you create an experience that gives them something that's so different, that's so unique, that they can't get anywhere else? Right? It doesn't have to be some big thing. Don't get all caught up in this. But again, what's the experience? For me, it's a direct approach. People get a direct, no-nonsense approach with me, right? Which is different, right? Because people don't like to be direct these days, right? Then think about how you can leverage everything that you're doing inside of your business with your funnels. How can you leverage everything you have? In other words, one of the things that people sometimes do is, well, I developed this product on, you know, dog grooming, and my next product is plumbing. Now, I'm being a little facetious here, right? But sometimes there's this disconnect. Instead of leveraging, how do I take that dog thing, right? A dog grooming product. Well, what's next? Well, maybe I sell brushes or leashes or, you know, that kind of thing. And then finally, the S in funnels is for systems. How do you systemize everything that you're doing in your business? Look, everything in your business is a funnel. It's inside of the big funnel, right? Yeah, you're going to have little funnels in your business for certain programs, products, and services. But if you think about this as a system and you're leveraging that system, this is way easier than you think. Now, here's the good news. When we finish, I'm going to give you guys a URL that you can go to. I'm going to give you a basic funnel that you can use and modify for pretty much everything in your business.
Wow.
Everything in your business. And I'm going to show you how to modify it in this little report that I put together for you, right? It's basically 7 or 8 steps, but it's the same process, right? So you can get all complicated. You can do this 89-step thing. You can talk about funnel hacking and, you know, all of these different things. And yes, I'm having a little fun with this. But here's the thing I want you to remember. There's no magic in any of these programs, these softwares that you might buy or invest in that have to do with funnels. The magic is you. Because you still have to be the one. I hope you guys feel me looking directly at you here, right? You still have to be the one that puts the content in. You still have to write the email or shoot the video or, you know, build that relationship. And that's all this is. That's all a funnel is. It's making initial contact, building a relationship with somebody and saying, hey, are you interested in this thing that I have? It's not about some hard sell, right? It's not about some icky thing. It's not about making people feel bad or guilty or, you know, doing these stupid comparisons like, well, if you would just give up one Diet Coke a week, you know, you could pay for this. Come on, man. You know, I hate that stuff. It's about saying to somebody, I call it prescriptive selling. If we've gotten somebody to the point where I'm talking to them, then I let them talk. I want to know about their business, right? This is at the bottom part of these funnels. Great. I want to hear about your business. What are you doing? What's worked? What hasn't worked? Because now it's not a cookie cutter. Now I can say to them, you know what? Based on what you just told me, here's the program, product, or service that I have that I can offer you that is the best fit for you. And here's one that'll blow you away. You ready for this, Diane? It's not always my highest end program, product, or service.
Huh.
Why? Simple. Because it's not right for the client. And if you sell that way and you talk to people that way, one, whether they buy or not, you always walk away as friends. And two, everybody gets to feel good and you're going to make a ton of money because even if they don't buy then, or they buy into that lower level program, product, or service, they're going to stay with you and they're going to move up the ladder and pretty soon they'll be in your high-end program. All because you're open, you're honest, and you do the right thing for them.
I love it. The biggest takeaway I'm hearing is, first of all, I think the fun in funnels.
Which
is perfect, because I think we make things too hard, and if we're going into it like that, they're going to receive it like that, right?
Exactly.
And making a difference for the person in front of you, regardless of what that looks like.
Yep, and you know, that's my goal. If I can do that every single day, when I walk away from my desk at the end of the day, I say, did I make an impact on somebody's life today? And if I can say yes, then I get to get up from my chair. If I say no, then I have to figure out a way to do something that's impactful. Now, I may not always know that I impacted this particular person, right? But I can go put an inspirational Facebook post up and know that somebody at some point is going to see that and it's going to have a, you know, some kind of an impact. Here's the big mistake that people make. I should have pulled this over here, right? You know what this is?
The cookie cutter.
It's a cookie cutter. Do you know where you should use these?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Do you know where you should not use these?
In business.
In your, exactly. See?
And but I love that it's a unicorn.
It's a horse. It is a horse. There's three of them. I have three of them. Perfect. But my point in doing this is very simple. We buy cookie cutter programs. We sell cookie cutter programs. We sell them because they're easy to sell. We buy them because they sound magical. Here's the thing that I'm going to tell you, and this is going to go against what most people will tell you and what most people, how most people think. So if I do nothing in our time together but make you think differently, I'm happy. Okay. Here's the thing. My business is different. People who say your business is business, to some degree, they're right. But your business is different. Why? Because your clients are different. Because you're different. Because the way you look at things are different, right? Your background is different. What you bring to the party is different. And so because of all of that, this is never going to work if you want specific things to help you grow your business or to help you with your specific funnel, right? I'm going to give you a generic one and I'm going to tell you how to modify it. But how you modify it's going to be different than how I modify it, which will be different than the person next to you modifies it, right? So that's the big thing that I want people to really get is, if you know, there is no cookie cutter. I can't give you one marketing funnel that's going to work for every single situation. It's impossible. And if anyone tells you that they can, run for your life.
I love it. I love it. Frank talk, direct talk. Like, you're speaking my language. I love it.
And you know, to your point a minute ago, if you're seriously, if you're not having, like, I love this. I could do this all day. I'm sure it's not obvious, but if you're not having fun in your business, think about what you're doing. There's something wrong. If seriously, I want you to make money. I want you to help a lot of people and I want you to have a ton of fun. If fun is in your MO, right? If you're not, if you're that serious, you know, I can be serious. We'll be serious. We can be serious. Right? But seriously, if you're not having some fun, if you're not enjoying the time that you're spending, something's not right.
I love it. I love it. And you're speaking Shamina's language as well, because she's all about having fun and making a difference. So it's like perfect match.
Yep.
And I know you have a free gift for the audience.
Playing with cookie cutters, for crying out loud.
So, and your free gift?
Yeah, the free gift that I told you about is a PDF report. It's going to include the funnel and the explanation. If you want to get that, it's at nomoremarketingfunnels.com. Again, nomoremarketingfunnels.com. I try to make URLs really fun and simple instead of giving them to you at my main website.com/. And the lesson in that, just really quickly, the reason I do that is because people are going to screw up the forward slash, right? And if your URL is long like mine is, right, complete marketing system, that's long enough, .com/no more marketing funnels. Nah, just go get a URL at GoDaddy for 12 bucks or whatever. nomoremarketingfunnels.com. We point it at the page, bam, takes all the work out of it. Easy to remember. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long, but you'll remember that, right? No more marketing funnels. Who's talking about that other than Diane?
Right. And even if you're listening in the car and you're like, oh gosh, I can't write it down. It's okay. It's okay. Link in the email. So you're good. Got you covered. So thank you so much, Diane, for taking the time with me today and sharing this really focused, tangible step that people can take today.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's always an honor when I get to share with somebody else's crowd and with other people. So thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And to all of you watching, join Sharina and I tomorrow and our guests. Never know what you're going to get. And whatever it is, it's going to be something that's going to move you forward in your business so you can create an epic life in business. And send us an email and let us know what you took away from Diane so we can pass on to her how effective and what impact she's had so she can get away from her desk at the end of the day. All right. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.